morning I want to look at the a hymn and a hymn writer. This is not a dramatic story of how a hymn was written, but more about the story about the hymn writer. And a hymn writer we know very well. The hymn is Saved by Grace. I think one of the men's groups just sang Saved by Grace, in the last couple weeks. And the hymn writer is the blind poet Fanny Crosby. And just want to tell a story about this hymn and a little bit about her, as we, many of us know her story, but just think it's a good reminder of her testimony. Dr. L.W. Munhall was a great Methodist evangelist, and he was the principal speaker, the principal organizer of a great camp meeting in Poughkeepsie, New York in 1890. And he had asked Fanny Crosby to come and speak on the program one of the afternoon sessions. And these camp meetings in those days were, you know, greatly attended. Many thousands of people came, and this was no exception. And after one of the meetings one evening, early evening, Fanny Crosby was sitting, they were sitting on the porch of their hotel that they were staying in, Dr. Munhall and several other people involved. And as the sun started to go down and the rays, you know, and it was a beautiful evening, and the sky was painted with beautiful colors, Dr. Munhall began to describe to Fanny the brilliance and the glory, it's said here, of that setting. And it says that she hung on every word as he used every colorful adjective that he knew to paint a mind's eye picture for this blind saint of God. And when he had finished, Fanny thanked him for the strength that he had given her as he described it. Her mind went back to her grandmother when she was a little bitty girl, describing to her sunsets. And she said that she realized anew that God was still able to paint beautiful sunsets. And she got up and she went into the hotel for the evening. And as she went, she said, "Though I cannot see the sunset, someday I'll see my Savior face to face." And if you know Fanny's testimony, this idea appears over and over in her hymns, that the first face she'll ever see would be Jesus' face, and she'll recognize that face. And two summers later, D.L. Moody was having one of his conferences in Northfield, and Dr. A.T. Pearson was in charge of that meeting, and he had asked Fanny to come speak on a Thursday afternoon. At first, she refused, saying that she had come to listen and enjoy the meeting. She really didn't want to speak. And then he would not take no for an answer. He knew that the people would love to hear from her, so she finally relented and gave a little talk on Thursday. And word spread that she was coming to speak, and actually thousands of people showed up to hear her that Thursday afternoon. And it's said here that she held their attention every minute as she gave testimony of her praise to the Lord for his blessing upon her life. And then she said something interesting. She thanked him for the privilege of being blind, and that this is the only way that he could have equipped her for the ministry that he had given her. Isn't that interesting, how she thanked the Lord for that? They said there was not a dry eye in the audience. And at the conclusion of the meeting, she quoted a poem that she had written 2 years earlier at that meeting in Poughkeepsie. That evening, after she left the porch of the hotel, she went back to her hotel and she wrote the words, "Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall sing, but oh, the joy when I shall wake within the palace of the King." She went on, the last verse says, "Someday, till then, I'll watch and wait, my lamps all trimmed and burning bright, that when my Savior opes the gate, my soul to him may take its flight, and I shall see him face to face and tell the story, saved by grace." Now, in that audience were two other great hymn writers, George Stebbins and Ira Sankey. And Stebbins said later, he was a great hymn writer in his own, and he said that it was a never-to-be-forgotten meeting. He said, if ever there was a touch from heaven at Northfield, he said, it was that Thursday afternoon. Every eye was moist and every heart throbbing with expectation as Fanny lifted us into the heavenlies. And so he went to Ira Sankey, who was the great song leader that traveled with D.L. Moody. And Sankey went to Fanny Crosby, and he asked her for the words, and he said he wanted to put them to music. And she said that she really didn't want to give up the words. She wanted to keep them for herself for a while. Her wish was not to be. There was a reporter in the audience. He was taking notes on the sermons and publishing them as they did in those days. And he wrote down every verse of that hymn and published that poem. So Sankey went back to her when he found that out, and he said, listen, would you allow me now that the poem is in public, would you allow me now to write music for that? And she said, even though they were close as a friend, she thought that, she hoped he wouldn't be offended, but she thought that Mr. Stebbins, George Stebbins, who I just mentioned earlier, would be the best one to write the music for that. And of course, you know, these are godly men. There was no professional jealousy. These are two great, great musicians in their own right. And I think of that because I think today there'd be, you know, you hear people arguing over, you know, turf and wanting these kind of things. And of course, this was the heyday of the gospel song, and that was very important, you know, to them to write this music to these words. And so Mr. Sankey delivered the words to Mr. Stebbins and told him that Fanny wanted him to write the music, and of course he did. And we still 100 and some years later, 20 years later, enjoy and love that hymn. And I wanted just to mention, you know, we talked about Fanny Crosby. I was thinking there's probably 500 and some odd hymns in our hymn book. I would be hard-pressed to be able to tell you that I know 300 of them probably. You know, I mean, think about how many hymns you know. And I want to put that all in perspective just a minute. Fanny Crosby wrote these. This is just some of the hymns that appear in our hymn book. To God be the glory, be thou exalted all the way my Savior leads me. Near the cross, he hideth my soul. Redeemed how I love to proclaim it. Tell me the story of Jesus. Will Jesus find us watching? Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Close to thee, blessed assurance. Rescue the perishing. I shall know him. I shall know him. Think of that. How many favorites are among, you know, my favorites among those hymns. But to put that in perspective, Fanny Crosby wrote 8,000 hymns. And I just want you to think about that. Think if you've done anything in your whole life 8,000 times, let alone write hymns. And just an amazing talent that God gave her. And as she said, she thanked God for her blindness because she felt that this is the only way she could have been equipped for the ministry that he had for her. And so I want to just tell the story of Fanny Crosby this morning and this great hymn, and thank the Lord for these great hymn writers. All right, if you'll take your